Coming up on the Jeff Allen Show, does the gun registry work?
What's making news? Who's making news? And what does it mean to you? Find out right now.
He's unstoppable. He is.
The Jeff Allen Show on 570 News.
All right. It's time now to enter a realm of discussion that splits Canada down the middle. And I would say on an urban and rural basis in many cases, but not necessarily so. I'm talking about our gun registry, our $2 billion boondoggle, and some of the collateral damage it has caused, or some of the bumps in the system, if you will. I want to ask the question of you, does the gun registry work and should we just blow it out? Should Harper and his gang do what they said they're going to do? Now, Richard Knight of Waterloo was sentenced yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure of the day, to an 18-month jail sentence for showcasing his gun collection online. His lawyer, Steve Gell, said he was a collector and had no criminal offenses. Knight pleaded guilty to owning prohibited weapons. And that brings me to the story of this gentleman, a former resident of Waterloo. Bruce Montague is a Dryden gunsmith. Now, Dryden is in northern Ontario. He and his legal team are seeking some public input as they put the final touches on a constitutional challenge of the Federal Firearms Act, set to begin next month. Montague is facing 53 criminal charges for a variety of weapons-related offenses, including the unauthorized possession and careless storage of firearms, explosives, and restricted firearms. His wife, Donna, is facing three charges as well, the unauthorized possession of a firearm and two counts of careless storage of a firearm. Bruce Montague was arrested by the Ontario Provincial Police on September 11, 2004, at a Dryden gun show. Now, he says the charges are against his human rights and fundamental freedoms. Welcome to the program, Bruce Montague.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's quite the introduction.
Well, Bruce, basically, you're a gun collector. You collect guns, and guns are your life. You're a gunsmith.
What
I'm saying is, it's not a guy handling dynamite that doesn't know how to handle dynamite. You know guns inside and out. You collect guns like people collect model airplanes, like they collect stamps and things like that, right? This is a hobby for you as well as your life.
Yeah, that probably sums it up fairly well. Guns are awful tools. Many of the guns that I own aren't just part of the collection. Many of them were heirlooms, but a lot of them are working guns. They're used to protect our household against wild animals. People down in your area, I realize, may not truly appreciate the hazards of living around with wild wolves and bears, but sometimes that is a problem up here.
Yeah, it can be too. We're closely connected to the rural area, right? You know, outside Kitchener, Waterloo, and Cambridge, where you know we have our rural areas too. And I understand that most of the farmers and such here in the area will be with you on that. My question is these firearms you're displaying at a gun show, where they weren't for sale. This is your collection. Come look at my collection, right?
Actually, I wasn't displaying anything at the gun show. I was there with my daughter helping out a friend set up his table, which deals with just clothing.
Right. So how did it come about that you were charged then? I'm sorry. Maybe bring me into the picture here.
Well, I've been trying to get charged for over 2 years, actually. We were on that march on Parliament Hill, January 1st, 2003. You may recall that one.
Right.
Trying to get charged. We brought a firearm with us on the hill that was unregistered. We were not licensed. We were trying to get charged so we could do a constitutional challenge. The Prime Minister's office told the RCMP there not to touch us. Leave us alone. Don't charge them. So we had a tough time getting charged. We spent 2 years trying to do it. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes wrangling to try to get ourselves eligible to be charged. I was ultimately successful. I was a little surprised when they decided to do it because, as I said, I wasn't displaying any firearms there. I was just there helping set up with my 12-year-old daughter.
And so they just came along and said, here's the charges. And then what did they do, take you home and then search your home?
No, no. For a little while there, I thought they were treating me like some sort of a terrorist. They had me in solitary confinement for 2 days. I was not allowed to speak to anybody, including my wife.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the only call I was allowed was one to a lawyer.
That doesn't sound too much like the Charter of Rights was enacted there.
No, it doesn't.
Aren't
sound
you supposed
like
to have a charge within 24 hours, or am I mistaken there?
Well, there's a lot of ambiguity. Under the Terrorist Act, they don't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So they treat you like a terrorist. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Never. So you've never been arrested. You're an authorized gunsmith. You're a firearms expert, right?
That's correct.
And you're displaying unloaded weapons. You're keeping unloaded weapons as a collection. And now, are all these guns that you have, you're making a statement by not registering them, right? Is that what they're mad at you about?
That's correct. I'm not registering them, and I also do not have a firearms license.
Okay, so your contention is, Bruce Montague, is that Canadians or any individual in this country should be, it's against their human rights and fundamental freedoms not to be able to have the gun, or is it just that they shouldn't have to make you register?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. We have a right to own property, and our Constitution specifically gives us a right to own firearms, believe it or not.
Okay.
And what the licensing does is it's a sneaky legal way. These legal experts, they're good at weasel words. It's a sneaky legal way of saying you no longer have a right to own your firearms, but you can apply for permission to have your firearms with this license. And what they've done is they put the cart before the horse. And initially, it doesn't seem like it makes a big difference on gun ownership. The problem is they're setting a legal precedent to say now it's a privilege, not a right.
Mm.
They've changed it subtly, but on the surface, it still looks the same as our old FAC system, which was a background check, which most people don't have a problem with, me included.
And mm-hmm.
You don't want nutcases running around out there shooting everybody up.
Right.
And I'm a family man, too, and I still want to live in a safe society just like everybody else.
So to close this off, Bruce Montague, you folks are going, next month, you and your lawyers are going to Ottawa for this? Is this a Supreme Court challenge?
This will be a Supreme Court challenge. Right now we're still at the early stages. Next month what we're doing is we're laying the groundwork for our constitutional challenge. So the constitutional challenge will be formally laid by the end of April. This September 25th in Kenora, which is just down the road from Dryden, that's where our court date is scheduled to begin.
Okay, now, and to be clear, you have no problem with the old system. It's the new system of forcing you to register your collection. That is what you feel is an infringement upon your rights and fundamental freedoms, right?
Well, not quite. The registration is a small aspect of it. It's rather difficult in a short little interview to really give the full reason for it, but it's the licensing part.
Okay.
The licensing, if you read the Criminal Code Section 91.1, it specifically states that the mere possession and ownership of a firearm is now a criminal activity in Canada. Period.
Right.
Then
and
they
so
give exemptions to that criminal activity and say you can apply for a license which allows you to break the law.
Okay.
It's a subtle difference, but and on the surface, for many people, it seems like, oh, big deal.
So
when
they tell us that it is legal to have a gun, they're really not telling us the truth. It's a misnomer.
That's
actually
correct.
Kind of illegal now to have a gun, and you're saying that you have to apply for permission to have permission to have an illegal gun.
Yeah, this permission allows you to break the law.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you have permission, civil disobedience is okay with Ottawa.
Yeah, that kind of sums up pretty good.
Okay. Well, Bruce Montague, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again.
The tradition continues.
Is the toll-free number, and you can send me an email if you'd like to 570news.com and go to the Jeff Allen Show. Again, I want to, ask you, does the gun registry work in your opinion? Should we toss it out as the conservative Prime Minister has promised to the campaign? We heard from a gun shop owner who is going to take his case to the Supreme Court. Let's hear what you have to say. George!
Good morning.
Hey, George, what do you think?
Well, I think we're in a big pile of soup here. This is the first time I've ever heard of a leader not fulfilling a campaign promise and the opposition just saying, what? I didn't hear anything. He did make a campaign promise, but for some strange reason, this agenda has to go through. And even though he violated his campaign promise to us, it's still going to go through. And one of the biggest problems I have with the gun registry was exposed in the National Post this week on the 13th. And there was an article in there called Gun Registry Full of Holes, critics say, where the guy who built the gun registry, one of the web designers, John Hicks, determined that your average 16-year-old could hack into it and steal the information quite plainly and easily.
Yes, I've heard that, and that is absolutely true, and that is one big fear, George. You're right.
And this gentleman went to the Privy Commissioner, or Privacy Commissioner, and reported this to him, and this was in 2002, and he was just turned away because he wasn't a gun owner. I beg your pardon? If I went to the fire department and I said, you know, there's a house on fire. Well, do you own a house? No, sir, I don't. Well, then, sorry, you can't complain. Go away.
Are you a fireman? Then you don't know about fires. Yeah.
So if this is a security issue for our community and a safety issue, if we go, the man who built the system say there's a hole in the boat, I think it's well behooves our government to fix the hole in the boat or to scrap the boat. And for some strange reason, they don't want to. Now, being a person who reads a lot, I understand the Hegelian dialectic. You create a crisis, only hoping that you can propose another solution. So what did we have after this system was exposed to have holes? A whole rash of gun collectors having their collections stolen, and now pressure coming from these lib-left forces to say, see, no one should have the private possession of firearms, because that's been their agenda all along. You only register so you can confiscate. And we have a right to own property, even if you don't own guns. Once you allow the state to decide what property you can own under what circumstances, then they've created the beginning of a system where they can determine what other property you can own and under what circumstances, like maybe your home. Maybe it doesn't fulfill certain environmental obligations, so we have to take the family farm off of you just for your own good. Thank you very much. And who's doing this to us? A government that's been implicated in all kinds of criminality for years and years and years. So, yes, the gun registry works very well. It took away our rights to own property. It's going to confiscate all privately owned firearms in this country, but that is exactly what it was intended to do. It was never intended to be a safety tool for anyone, including us.
All right, George, thank you very much for your input this morning. I want to go to Sandy now. Sandy, what do you think about this gun registry? Does it work, or do you want to blow it out or keep it?
I wish they had spent the $2 billion on actually court cases convicting criminals. I have no issue with the gun registry as long as the criminals are have to register theirs. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, because somebody owns a gun, it's the legitimate gun owners that aren't the problem. They never were. My grandfather owned a farm. He had a shotgun in his farm his entire life. Why? To get rid of rodents, to kill animals that were killing his livestock. Not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like guns. Never did. But I have no problem with people owning them. I don't like cars. I use one. They cause death. Are we gonna register all vehicle? Why don't we register the plate numbers of every impaired driver that's convicted?
Oh, gosh, Dave, that's a great point.
So,
no, you're
so
right.
That, you know, because an impaired driver on the road, a convicted impaired driver, is more dangerous than a guy who owns a gun and stores it.
I've said that many times. All they're doing is driving a 3,000-pound gun.
Absolutely.
You know, if they leave a bar in a car like tonight, and I say,
exactly.
Drink responsibly tonight, folks. But, you know, you're right. I mean, where does it end if, you know, and really there's a lot of those, well, how can you do this if you're doing that kind of thing? So, but there's a fear that comes with guns, you'd have to admit, Sandy. And for some people that are, I'm going to say left-leaning, they mean well. But, you know, they feel as though, you know, it's the old story. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Absolutely.
That's the truth of it. But nobody will buy that. They'll always come back with the same argument. Well, if there wasn't any guns, well, you know what? Somebody would use a knife or a car, in my opinion. But they always come back with that same argument. Well, if there wasn't any guns, you know, I mean, well, if there wasn't illness in the world, we wouldn't die either. It's just people always throw that argument about guns because there is so much misconception. This man that's been charged, Sandy, with 53 criminal charges for having a collection.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. the chap that blew the 12-gauge through the front of the house on Polander yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It'll be interesting to see whether that gun's registered or not.
How could you tell? Did they, you know, I mean...
Well, exactly.
I mean, how could you tell? I mean, would they have CSI come in at $3,000 a minute and check the rifling on it or something?
Well, once that gets to court, I'm sure you will find that nobody even knew that person had that gun.
Yeah.
That just gets back to my point. It's not the people who have registered guns that are the problem. Never was.
Yep, I understand, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, Sandy. Thank you for your call. And that's the truth of it. You know, what kind of bothers me? I know people that don't want guns mean well. I mean, really, wouldn't we be a better world if we didn't have guns? But the house and the horse is already out of the barn on that one. You know, I mean, it only takes one, and it's a tough problem because they always say the criminals will get the guns anyway. So you have to have guns to protect against. If they want guns, they're going to get them, and they don't do it through a registry. And I haven't heard of too many collectors taking 50 guns in their pocket and going to a bank and robbing it. In fact, I've never heard that. Have you? Some people take issue with the fact that, hey, next door to me, there's some guy with 53 guns. It might be in a safe, but I don't like it. That's one side of it. And I'm not a big gun guy either. I think, you know, if you live in a city, you don't really need a gun. I think if you live in a pseudo-rural area, kind of the gray area between, you know, leaving town and, you know, where you can see coyotes show up or a wolf in your backyard, you may want to have a firearm around. But I think the purpose of the gun registry was set up with the right intentions. It just didn't work that way. The abuses and the loopholes are already appearing. And it's become a charter issue, and we'll watch this closely as time goes by, as Bruce Montague, formerly a resident of Waterloo and a Dryden gunsmith, it takes his case to the Supreme Court of Canada. He says the charges against him are against his human rights and fundamental freedoms, according to the charter. So that will change everything depending on that decision, and we look to see what will happen with that.